Good morning. Welcome to our Thursday devotion and prayer time. My name is Tom Lemler. I'm a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. Been talking and praying this week about planting carefully, paying attention to the seeds that we plant as we live life, the seeds that we allow to be planted in our life, and that eventually take root and grow and produce a harvest. And those that we plant in the lives of others through our words, through our actions, through the way we live and the way we honor God. And today we're going to talk specifically about planting what you want to harvest. Sounds reasonable. Sounds like it ought to make sense, but sometimes we struggle with actually doing that. Perhaps a common familiar verse to many we'll look at today, Galatians 6:7. God says, "Do not be deceived. God cannot be mocked. A person reaps what they sow." So I've talked often this week, especially with this focus on the things that we plant, on planting carefully. Growing up on a farm, that was something that was common sense to me. You wanted sweet corn, you did not plant bean seed. You wanted radishes, you did not plant beet seed. You planted based on what it was that you wanted to harvest. And so we grew regular farm crops, but so much of our work, especially as us kids, was on growing vegetables to sell so that we not only had things to eat as we grew the vegetables for ourselves, but so that we had some income to live. And so the part of the idea was to determine as best we could what it was that people were interested in. It does no good to grow vegetables that nobody wants to buy, at least in the context that we were growing them in. And so you would pay attention, and the things that would sell really well, you would plant more of, so that you not only had what people wanted, but that you ended up with an abundance of what people wanted. And when it comes to our Christian walk, when it comes to this particular principle, God says we harvest according to what we sow. And so if we want a life of peace, it's probably not going to happen if we are constantly stirring up division. If our spirit is divisive, if we're consistently poking at others. To have a harvest of peace, we must plant peace. Those seeds which produce peace. God says, as far as it is possible, from your perspective, from your efforts, live at peace with everyone. Now, it does indicate within the context of that verse that there are things that are not under our control. And God makes it clear in His economy of harvest that the seasons aren't, well, necessarily the same as what we might want. And so we plant seeds of kindness by being kind to others. And God says that produces a return. Now so many times we kind of expect an immediate return. We give up pretty quickly. We may try, we may be challenged and convicted by God to do better at planting good seed. And life doesn't change immediately. That's the nature of a harvest. It takes time. It takes work. There's no guarantee. And so we plant in faith. And as we live life today, we pay attention to what we want. We pay attention to what God wants from us. So that the things that we say, the things that we do, the way we live life, brings about a return. A few weeks ago, it's been a little while now, I was coming to work here at the Deer Run building, and it seems like there's rarely a day that goes by that somebody in the short 2 mile trip that I have runs a red light or drives in a way that, well, puts others at risk, let alone themselves. And so one of these days, not too long ago, I was coming to work and had a green light, and this guy just goes. And I gave a light honk just to let him know I was there so they didn't run into me. And as it turned out, the next stoplight, we were heading the same direction and were stopped at a red light next to each other. And he rolls down his window and just calmly says, did I cut you off? I says, well, yeah, you kind of ran a red light. And you could see on his face that he had no idea. Just had not been paying attention. And I was nice about it, and he was nice about it. And given the interactions that I witness on the roadways, I'm not sure that's typical. But I wasn't aggressive to him for what he had done. I mean, I'm guessing most of us do things out of inattention that we don't mean to at times. But I read so much about road rage and times where people get into serious trouble with one another because, well, they blame it on the other person, but if you pay attention, the seeds that they were planting weren't any better than the ones that they're blaming. Haven't watched for a long time. I've kind of decided that it was taking up too much of my time, but for a while I was watching a lot of YouTube videos, dash cam videos, and it was fascinating. Most of them were incidents that the owner of the dash cam, the person submitting them, thought was the other person's fault. But the vast majority of them was actually amplified, at least, by the person who felt they were innocent. But they were planting seeds of anger. They were planting seeds of rage. They were planting seeds that seemed to shock them when the harvest produced was exactly what they planted. And it makes me wonder about our life as Christians. We see division within the church. We see conflict. We see dissatisfaction. And I suspect God would be calling to us and asking, what are you planting? Are you planting the things that the Spirit of God produces? Love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Those things that God's Spirit produces, there's no law against that kind of stuff. Because everybody wants it. But do we want it enough to plant it? Not just see it planted in our life, but to be active in planting it in the lives of others. When we look at our homes, our marriages, our family, our workplace, our schools, What is it that we're planting? It's fairly easy to look at our nation and believe that we're in trouble. And so many times we look at the things that are going on around us and we say, how could have we gotten this bad this quickly? And the answer is pretty simple. The solution is a lot of work. The answer is we got this way, well, for two reasons. One, because the enemy, Satan, is very active. And two, we've planted the seeds. We've planted seeds of disobedience. We've planted seeds of rebellion. We've planted seeds of idolatry. We've planted seeds of greed. And somehow we're shocked at the crop that has been produced within our nation. But how about our own life? Those times where we're shocked at what's produced. Perhaps God's voice would be saying, change what you plant. Plant seeds of righteousness. Plant seeds of goodness. Plant seeds of kindness, of patience, of godliness. And then work on the crop. Keep cultivating. Keep watering. Keep doing. Keep being. And God will bring about a harvest that is not only plentiful, but it's beneficial. Would you spend some time today praying with me? Father, thank you that you are a God that loves us. Your love has called us to yourself. Your love has taught us these principles of planting and harvesting, of gathering more than we plant, but gathering what we plant. And so, God, today, as we consider life in this world, as we consider life in our workplace, in our school, in our home, in our church, and we notice things that we don't like, we notice things that might not even be right, may we realize that those things exist because of seeds that have been planted along the way, planted by us, planted by others, planted by the enemy. So God, help us today to examine exactly what it is we've been planting. To help us to examine exactly what it is your word calls for us to plant. God, may we be more deliberate about planting the things that lead to goodness. Planting the things that build up others rather than tear them down. Planting the things that come out of your word. May we pay close attention to what we're allowing planted into our heart and our mind. Those things that are producing a harvest that we didn't expect. Father, for those times where we recognize the current harvest is not good, it's not right, may we repent. May we allow your Spirit to bring about that conviction that weeds out the hatred, the rage, the bitterness, the anger, the seeds that were planted along the way that grew up and took root and are beginning to choke out that which is good and right. So God, as we live today, may we take care of our own life through relationship with Jesus. And may our awareness of what's growing in our life, help us to be better. That planting that which is good. May the harvest always be a reminder of what it is we planted. And as we desire a righteous harvest, a harvest of godliness, may we be diligent about planting those things everywhere that we go. And as we plant, may we lift up Jesus in all of it so that many would be drawn to Him. It's in His name that I pray. Amen. This has been our Thursday devotion and prayer time. Thank you so much for joining me today. I do pray that your day is greatly blessed by God so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.